Did he get the idea of the oblates? You know? You remember anything about that?
The aisle from playing ball with them and being with them like Frank did. And Joe's idea of going to the oblates, I think, was the idea of getting away to college for a couple of years. Matter of fact, I'm quite sure of that, because he told me in the first Christmas he was away that he was going to stay there for the 2 years and get those 2 years of college away from home. And then, of course, I thought he might change his mind and stay, but when he said he wasn't going into the novitiate, I wasn't at all surprised. I really hadn't expected him to be the dude of the crowd. When he got a little bit older, you know, he'd dress up. And
Joe was the first boy to not enter religion and stay.
Yes.
So he's the only one that had a chance to be the dude.
Yeah, he's the only one that had the chance to be the dude. He was there during the week and on Saturdays, Friday nights and Saturdays, at a A&P store, and kept himself. Bought his own clothes and kept himself all the time he finished college. And he really finished college on his own. Which I thought was very commendable, because last year in college was very much upset with the war. The boys were going away all the time to the war, and they graduated them in March and gave them their diplomas, because so many of them had gone by that time that they finished up the college course. And
Joe went too
afterwards, but he was fortunate enough to be young enough to stay there until they were graduated, and he went into the Navy.
How'd you feel about that?
Oh, very much upset about it. But after he went away and I saw that he was doing all right, and he was in this school, and then he was finally transferred at the end to Columbia University and got his degree as ensign, I was satisfied that he was all right. He had to go with the others. There's no use in worrying about it. And he looked for him.
Yeah.
Was just the same.
How about John now? Anything special about John?
John was a very lovable baby, very affectionate, and a very cuddly sort of a baby, a real baby doll. And John, of course, was smaller than Joe, too. And John was very close to me, quite my boy. And Aunt Annie Fleming stood for him, but she always favored Jimmy. And John went to school and then went to the prep. He got a half scholarship to the prep, and he went to the prep. And after he finished the prep, decided he was going into the Jesuits, and influenced about seven other boys to go with him. And the eight of them went away together. And the day they went away, John was the only one in the crowd that was joking and laughing and having a good time and saying to me, "Mother, go over to Mrs. So-and-so. She feels badly. Mother, Mrs. somebody else is crying. Going over to see her." I was the morale builder for the whole crowd of mothers that were there saying goodbye to them. And John was the one in the crowd that was most contented and most happy. And yet John decided after 9 months away that it wasn't for him, and left and came back to go into the Marines.
Did you have any suspicion that he was going to come back?
I didn't, but his father did.
Well, his father always did.
Well, he wrote me a letter and said that now he had been away for 9 months and had decided that it wasn't his vocation, and the other boys were all going away, and he felt that it was only right that he should come home and go away too, because there was no reason why somebody else should be taking his place. And of course, it was quite a blow to know that he was coming home to go to war. And of course, that's just exactly what it was. He went into the Marines, and then of course had them was sent over to the Philippines, and then had the misfortune of being in an airplane and having his feet badly shot up with anti-aircraft, and he's been more or less of a semi-invalid ever since, although he's married and has three children.
Anything special about Mary's birth?
It was a beautiful baby, I remember that. She had such big blue eyes that they stood out in her face. And she was really a very beautiful child. Mary, I think, was a very healthy baby. If I remember correctly, Mary was one of those babies that I didn't have too much trouble with, and that just grew. And with food, I didn't have too much trouble feeding her. Afterwards, that she became when she got a little older, was quite motherly and quite concerned about the little ones at all times, and was always willing and ready to mind the baby and help out.
When did she get the idea of going to convent?
The senior year of high school. She came to me Christmas week and told me that she wanted to be a nun, but she didn't know what kind. And I told her to just hold on to the idea and pray. And that she didn't have to bother about that. God would take care of that. And in June, she told me she wanted to go to the Mercy Order. So she did. She was very much upset in the beginning because she didn't know just which order she wanted to go to. And of course, Eleanor being in the Immaculate Heart Order, I think she felt she should go there. And I didn't want her to feel that way about it. So that she had to sort of make up her mind for herself with the Holy Ghost where she was going to go.